What is a Feeling? By Eitan Boritzer. Read by the author.
What is a feeling? What does a feeling look like? What does a feeling sound like? Does a feeling have a taste or a smell? Is a feeling a thing? Does everybody have feelings? Does a rock have feelings? Does a flower have feelings? Does a cow have feelings? Do clouds have feelings? How do you know when you have a feeling? What can you do with a feeling when you have one? Where do feelings come from? Why do we have feelings? Is it important to have feelings? Do we feel the same feelings as other people feel? Do feelings last forever? What is a feeling? There are many different kinds of feelings. Sometimes we feel a happy feeling, like when we are playing with our friends and we really don't care about winning or not. Sometimes we feel a sad feeling, like when somebody we love goes away and we may not see that person again. Sometimes we feel an angry feeling, like when we don't get what we want. Sometimes we feel a love feeling, like when we're cuddling with our mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or even with our pet. Sometimes we feel a scared feeling, like when we hear grown-ups arguing in the next room. Sometimes we feel an excited feeling, like when we go to the beach with our friends. Sometimes we feel a hurt feeling, like if we hear a kid say something about us that is mean or not true. Sometimes we feel a nervous feeling, like when we have to take a test or go to a new school. Sometimes we feel a forgiveness feeling if someone who has hurt us apologizes. Sometimes we feel a thankful feeling, and that's also called gratitude, like when we remember all the good things that we have in our lives. Sometimes we feel a compassion feeling, like when we see somebody hurt or even an animal hurt, and we may feel that same kind of hurt. Sometimes we feel a yucky, disgust feeling, like when a spider crawls on our skin. Sometimes we feel a proud feeling, like when we do really well at school or when we help somebody who needs our help. Sometimes we feel a joy feeling, like we just want to jump up and down for no special reason except that maybe it's just a beautiful day and we are super happy to be alive. Sometimes we feel a lonely or a hurt feeling, like when other kids won't play with us. Sometimes we feel a sorry feeling, like when we do something that we know we should not have done. Sometimes we feel a worried feeling, like if our mom gets sick or if she's late picking us up from school. Sometimes we feel a greedy feeling, like when we want to gobble up as much of our birthday cake as possible. Sometimes we feel a frustration feeling, like when we can't do something that we really want to do. Sometimes we feel a jealous feeling, like if we think a kid has better clothes or more friends than we do. Sometimes we feel an unsafe or danger feeling, like when somebody threatens us or bullies us. There are many different kinds of feelings. Can you think of any feelings that we missed? Sometimes we may feel two kinds of feelings at the same time, called mixed feelings. Did that ever happen to you? Maybe you feel an angry feeling if your mom asks you to do something that you don't want to do, but you still have love feelings for her too, right? Maybe you see a kid bully another kid and you don't know right away what your feeling is about that. Maybe you feel that you want to help that kid, but you are also afraid of the bully. Maybe you watch a basketball game and a player on the other team falls. Maybe you feel sorry for that player, but You are kind of happy too because it might help your team win. Why is it important to know all our feelings, even when we have mixed feelings? Maybe if we learn to know our feelings, we can start to know the right thing to do. And maybe the right thing to do with feelings is the thing that is best for all of us. How do we feel a feeling? We start to feel a feeling through our sense organs, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. If your ears hear fire engine sirens screaming real loud outside your window, you might feel a scared feeling. If your ears hear some sweet words like, I love you, you might feel a happy feeling or a trusting feeling. If your ears hear some hurtful words like, you're not my friend anymore, or I hate you, you might feel a hurt feeling, or a sad feeling, or even an angry feeling. If your eyes see that you got a new bike or some new clothes for your birthday, you might feel happy and excited feelings. If your eyes see somebody get hurt, you might feel a worried feeling. If your skin feels somebody touching it that you don't know or trust, you might feel a scared feeling. If your nose smells cookies baking in the oven, you might feel a yummy feeling. If your tongue tastes a lollipop, you might feel a sweet feeling. Some people say that our mind, which is somewhere inside our brain, is a sense organ too, and that our mind thinks thoughts just like our ears hear sounds. So if you wake up one morning and your mind thinks a thought like, hey, today is my birthday, you might feel a happy feeling, right? Or when we dream a scary dream, which is just a bunch of night thoughts that the mind thinks up inside itself, we might feel afraid feelings. So when we see, hear, taste, smell, touch things, or even think things, that's how feelings start. Sometimes we know what we are feeling, but we try to hide that feeling, especially if that feeling is really deep and hurts, and we don't want anybody else to know about it. Did that ever happen to you? Sometimes we try to hide a sad feeling, like if somebody says something about you that is not true or makes fun of you because of your body or your face or your clothes or your religion or the color of your skin. Sometimes we try to hide an angry feeling, like if somebody hurts your body or your feelings by accident or on purpose. Sometimes we try to hide a feeling when we really want to yell at somebody or even hit somebody. Are you hiding any feelings right now about what somebody did or said to you? Is somebody you know hiding their feelings right now because of something you did or said to them? Is it better to hide your feelings, or is there somebody who you can trust who will talk to you about the problem that is causing those hurt feelings and who can help you to stop the problem? What if you try to hide your feelings because there is no one around that you can talk to about your feelings? Can you ever really hide your feelings? Maybe you feel really scared and you try not to let anybody know, but maybe your eyes pop wide open so it looks like you are really scared. Maybe you feel really sad and you try not to let anybody know, but a tear comes out of your eyes that everybody anyway notices. Maybe a person gets really good for a while at hiding a deep and hurtful feeling so that nobody knows what is really going on inside them. What do you think happens to the feelings that the person is trying to hide? Where do you think those feelings go? Sometimes people who try to hide their feelings get a mystery pain somewhere, like in their head or stomach, or they have scary dreams. Sooner or later, all feelings have to come out. So maybe we should learn the best way to let our feelings come out. What is the best way to let out a feeling? How can you let out or express a feeling in a way that is both good for you and that doesn't hurt anybody else? Wait, that reminds me. Do you know the difference between a feeling and an emotion? I think a feeling is what you feel, and an emotion is how you emote or express that feeling. You may go into a dark room and feel a scared feeling, and you may express or emote that feeling by yelling, "Whoa!" and running out the door. Then later you turn on the light and you see there was nothing scary there. How can you best express a feeling? What if some kids won't let you play with them or are being mean to you? Maybe you feel hurt or sad feelings or lonely or confused feelings if that happens. How do you best express your feelings about those kids who are being mean to you? Sometimes you have difficult feelings and you feel like you can't control your feelings. Should you just shout out loud or act wild? Is that really the best way to express your feelings? Sometimes there may be bad consequences or stuff that happens back at you if you just express your feelings wildly. Sometimes you just need to cry to let those feelings out. And it's also important to be able to talk about your feelings. Sometimes you can talk to your mom or dad to let them know about your hurt or angry feelings, or to another family member, or to a teacher or a friend. So, with those kids who are being mean to you, maybe you can try to talk to one of those kids alone and try to find out why they are being mean to you. Maybe you can tell a grown-up and ask her or him to help you. It's important how you express your feelings, so that everybody can understand clearly what you are feeling, and so that everybody can work together to fix any problem that is causing any deep or hurt feelings inside of you. By the way, did you ever make some art to express your deep feelings, either happy or sad feelings? Art is a great way to express your feelings. You can paint or draw your feelings, or make a clay sculpture, or play an instrument, or sing, or dance, or even write a poem or a story, or even make a movie to express your deep feelings, either happy or sad feelings. Sometimes you can paint a red picture to express an angry feeling. Or you can paint a blue picture to express a sad feeling. Or you can sing a slow song to express a hurt feeling. Or you can dance real wild to express a wild feeling. Or you play a happy melody to express a joyful feeling. Did you ever make some art to express a deep feeling? What kind of art did you make? Some people can feel other people's feelings. Can you do that? Maybe you see a homeless person or a family, and you can feel that they are not happy because they are hungry or cold. Or maybe there is a new kid in school, and you can feel her or his shyness. When you can feel what another person is feeling, that's called empathy. And that can be a really good feeling. Maybe you also feel that you want to help that homeless person or family or that shy kid. Maybe you can go to a kitchen that cooks meals for those homeless people and families. And maybe you can help cook a meal for them. Or you can help collect some clothes for them. Maybe with that new shy kid in school, you can be extra friendly or helpful to her or to him. It feels good to help other people feel good. Did you ever feel that feeling? Is a feeling forever or do feelings come and go? Everything in life changes from being one thing to being another thing, and feelings are things that change a lot. Sometimes feelings get so strong, especially the difficult feelings, that sometimes we forget feelings are just feelings. Sometimes you think you might even die because of a feeling. But then after a while, something changes and your feeling changes and you didn't die, did you? Anyway, is there a feeling worth dying for? If a feeling gets really difficult, maybe you can remember to take a few deep breaths, breathe in, breathe out, nice and slow, and even close your eyes for a few seconds. After a while, that difficult feeling starts to melt away, like when the sun comes out and melts away the clouds, and you'll start to feel more calm and peaceful. Actually, that's called meditation, and you can practice that anytime and anywhere, even before your feelings get too difficult, maybe even right now. Maybe you can also remember that all difficult feelings come and go, come and go. What is a feeling? Wow, there are so many questions about feelings that we may never be able to talk about everything connected to feelings in one book. Can we feel feelings in our bodies and minds, like really amazing feelings that are different than all the up and down feelings that we usually feel, like our hearts pumping, or like tingling little stars twinkling inside us, or like really big thoughts, like waves and oceans moving through us? And can everybody feel all those amazing feelings that we feel inside of us that really connect us to the stars and the oceans and to the plants and the animals and to everybody else? Maybe we can all feel the same feelings. And maybe that's why we all have kind of the same feelings, just so we can learn more about ourselves and how to get along with everybody else, even with all the plants and animals on Earth. What is a feeling? Should we have a fear feeling if we start to ask a lot of questions about our feelings? Or should we feel happy to ask a lot of questions about our feelings? Is there one feeling that is bigger than all the other feelings we feel? Is love a bigger feeling than feeling anger or hurt feelings? Maybe love is the biggest feeling we can feel. And maybe love is the feeling that is so big that it holds together all of our different feelings, just like a rainbow holds together all the different colors within itself. Maybe love is the biggest feeling we can feel. And maybe love is also the best feeling we can feel. But wait, now I have a feeling that I should stop writing so that you can think about and discuss and feel anything else about that big, big question. What is a feeling?